Okay, POL. the happiest. No, before that. First part. So we could make the whatever she will be called, Helen figure, here a bit more mystical. Because we have two of them, images of her that we can run parallel to bewilder the audience and ourselves. one is the party girl seduces, likes to hang around in artist circles and conquer some good-looking artist guy, actor, musician, whatever. And that therefore Miss Age, when she, for instance, did that blood mixing ceremony, that was just her little trick, just as Sophie had hers little initiation ritual, little magic feat they ran with all their new conquests. It's neat as a hook to catch the bait. That's what artist guys get off on, gimmicks like that. So these girls, they had, you know, they were just teeny boppers mainly, basically, who had some of them drifted out into a bit dangerous territory in the city. A little too careless with drugs, a little too curious a little too beautiful maybe on top of that. So she was one of them, although the upper class suburb type and the gang, but there they were competing with each other even sometimes. For the most good looking guys. Carving the marks in their gun stock, whatever you call it. And Helen, well, we don't have the heart to tell poor innocent small town Pio, right? Who now thinks that he's special to her. That they are now kin. A eternally. Bond together as in mystical marriage, the truth is a little. He actually took that seriously, that blood mixing thing. She laughed. One day. As the three girls were hanging out in Sophie's flat, Sophie ready to take her weekly little heroin vacation, laughed. Yeah, he's a cute guy, small town. Sit there and talk at night sometimes. When I'm high and can't sleep, I go over to that guy. He probably thinks I'm in love with him too. Told him that's soul sex, but he didn't seem to care. Weirdo, said her sister. Yeah. But he has a cute face. A bit of complex because he has a tendency to get a little chubby. Okay, so that's one. And then we turn and take the other story. First story could be that our P.O. gets stoned or something, smokes a joint, sometimes he goes bonkers, down in the black hole. And we can show such an event, the paranoia, peel, and then you get that story. He just gets that realization. He sees all of that in his enlightened state of mind. And then we skip over to Helen, her point of view, and now we tell a completely different story, that actually she is also a small town girl, having been born in a small place a bit south from Stockholm, and grew up much on the countryside. She has that in her, and but here she is upper middle class small town girl, or suburban girl, who's also artistic and adventurous and talented, so she's also drawn to that big city life. She has her complex, her thing there too, finds herself different and whatever. And then she meets that guy and some other, she falls in love with him from at first sight, and she never experienced that before, and blah blah blah. And then she thinks of him, and she gets his idea there about mixing blood, and he gets the idea at the same time, and she goes, what, there's something karmic here. And then and we're back to Pio sitting there in his inebriety, bewildered, trying to figure out how to deal with a reality that is, as it seems so often, what do you say, ambiguous, arbitrary, I don't know the word.